The evidence is accumulating on what happened early last Wednesday, which left Rivera lying dead in a Plymouth Avenue parking lot. The entire 3 a.m. incident was captured on an up-to-date surveillance camera system, and police grabbed the hard drive with a grand jury subpoena after at least one copy was made. Lawyer Thomas Burton is representing Karis J. He's a former cop who has a long history of defending cops in legal trouble. The lawyer says the surveillance camera clearly shows Rivera had a weapon, which police found at the scene. Burton says he wants an in-depth probe handled expeditiously.
What I would like to do is let the public know that no officer out of the blue shoot someone for no good reason. And we want it properly investigated. I'm very confident we will get a fair shake and an objective treatment with the district attorney's office. And these things take a little bit of time.
Burton says the videotape will be key evidence, as will the weapon seized at the scene. He expects forensic experts to essentially take it apart and look for fingerprints and DNA on the weapon's surface and on the magazines and cartridges, as well as looking for the source of the 9mm weapon. He says police have special protections in the law for violent situations and don't have to wait until someone shoots at them to shoot in self-defense. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.